Moving on, a bomb explosion has ripped through a passenger bus in the south of Russia, killing 6 people.
The Russian Investigative Committee has opened a criminal case in the wake of the explosion, in keeping with Articles 205, 105 and 222 of the Criminal Code of the Russian Federation, that is a terrorist act, murder and illegal traffic in weapons.
The incident came as the bus carrying around 40 people was traveling on the Volga River in the city of Volgograd. According to security officials and investigators, a suspected female bomber detonated the bomb inside the bus. There is no immediate information about the identity of the bomber and the motive behind the incident. More investigations are underway. Julia Lyubova is our correspondent with us now live from Moscow. So, Julia, a bit sketchy there, what we're getting. What are you hearing?
Well, we've been getting some more information here recently, and as you say, at least 6 people have been killed and dozens were injured when a passenger bus exploded in Russia's southern city of Volgograd. Well, the bus was carrying about 40 people on board, and many were injured seriously at the time of the explosion. Well, the Russia's investigative committee says that a female suicide bomber carried out the attack at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon local time, and the authorities found some identification documents belonging to the suspected attacker, and they belong to a 30-year-old Naida Asiyalova from Russia's Republic of Dagestan. And also the authority says that her husband, Dmitry Sokolov, is believed to be a member of a Mahachkala militant group. Well, witnesses say that the explosion was very powerful and that they heard a very loud bang when it happened. And in fact, the explosion was so powerful that it overturned a car nearby and also caused damage to at least 4 other vehicles in the area. And well, police and explosive specialists, they are working in the area right now to bring us more details. And all passenger buses in Volgograd have been ordered to return back to their depots and have been searched for signs of explosives.
So you say there, Julia, that the person who did this has been identified as a 30-year-old female from the Dagestan area. Is it clear why this attack was carried out, what kind of a motive was behind this, or whether the bomber did have any records of carrying out any such attacks?
Well, no details about this particular female are yet known, but the city of Volgograd lies around 900 kilometers south of Moscow and only 650 kilometers north of the North Caucasus. And of course, the North Caucasus in Russia has seen many attacks by militants in recent years. And Russia has seen a number of attacks by female air suicide bombers known as Black Widows. Well, these women are often related to militants and they carry out attacks in revenge of their deaths. And, for example, some of the attacks carried out by this so-called Black Widows are when more than 35 people were killed at 2 underground railway stations in Moscow in 2010. And also Black Widows were believed to be responsible for explosions on 2 passenger planes at a Moscow airport in 2004, which killed about 90 people.
Julia Lyubova, correspondent with us there live from Moscow. Thank you.